There was a businessman who had a chance to make $1 million. But there was a risk. If he followed the right path, he'd get the million. But if he followed the wrong path, he'd lose his shirt. He knew he needed advice, but where could he go? Fortunately, he had a friend who was also in business and doing very well. When he presented his dilemma to his friend, the friend asked a few well-thought-out questions that shed light on the problem. He was able to clear up the confusion, made the right decision, and made his million. Good counsel was the key. You know, as I look back on my own life, I can recall a number of occasions when I needed someone to talk to help clear up the problem I was facing. Finding the right counselor was so important. But what are some of the guidelines that can help us find the right counsel? It seems to me there are three. First, go to someone who knows you. Second, go to someone who has a close walk with God. And third, go to someone who cares about Christ's great commission. Now let's look at those three again. First, someone who knows you. If you're facing a situation that involves a change of job, a change of location, someone who knows your strengths and weaknesses can give objective counsel. Second, it's important your counselor have a close walk with the Lord, someone who will pray with you and for you. And third, go to someone who understands the importance of Christ's great commission, who will be alert as to how a change in your life may affect your involvement in taking the message of Jesus Christ to the world. Will it remove you from a fellowship of people who are concerned for the world and its needs? Will it thrust you into a schedule that is so hectic you'll have no time for daily fellowship with God? Now here's one last thought. I generally follow the practice of going to someone older than I am. They usually are more mature in their counsel and have the experience to back it up. You may recall the foolishness of King Rehoboam in 2 Chronicles. He forsook the counsel of the older, more experienced men in favor of the brash inexperience of his young friends, and the result was a first-class calamity. Friend, choose your counselors wisely. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.